With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The United flight to Chicago has returned to the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport. The flight ran in 2021, but only lasted one summer due to the pilot shortage. That shortage has eased enough for the flight to return. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on the economic impact this flight and the airport have on the region.
A nearly full United flight from Chicago landed at the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport Thursday afternoon. It was the first flight from the Windy City in 4 years, and one local leaders know is greatly appreciated. Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lauren Sackett says the buzz was immediate when they ran an online giveaway for the flight poster.
I can't tell you how many comments that were like, oh my gosh, this is a game changer for us. It's going to change my Beef-A-Rama plans. Like, it was comment after comment of people that were really excited about the flight opportunities.
Sackett says all the flights in and out of the airport are key for the tourism industry and the area businesses to connect with suppliers and clients. Greater Minocqua Area's Visitors Bureau Executive Director Crystal Westfall emphasized that while it's called the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport, it is a Northwoods asset.
You know, we invest heavily in advertising out of this airport because we know that the folks that are coming here are coming to the Northwoods for an experience, and they can get that in just about all of our communities, and so you never really know where they're going to end up.
It's not just the travelers, established businesses, and the tourism industry that benefits from the airport. Oneida County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Tony Farrow says it's crucial to bringing in new businesses.
See a lot of the manufacturers that are in contact with us to look about moving up here. The first thing they want to know, what's the transportation look like? Do you have an airport? What about rail? What about, highway, boats, all that type of situation?
The United flight between Chicago and Rhinelander will run now through the end of September. A second round-trip flight is expected to run mid-June through Labor Day. Delta still runs two flights a day between Rhinelander and Minneapolis. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The city of Park Falls says a major housing development is on hold. The developers of the proposed The Pines at Park Falls housing project told the city the project has been suspended for 2025. The pause is apparently due to rising construction costs and recent changes in federal regulations affecting the funding sources for the project. According to the city, because of these challenges, the developer is currently unable to meet the financial and timing requirements associated with the current project design, but they are looking into revising the project for next year. That will mean they likely will need to reapply for WIDA housing tax credits and a redesign of the project. The city says it remains hopeful that these changes can be achieved and will continue working closely with the developers to help bring the project to fruition. As people enjoy the Northwoods, the Department of Natural Resources hope they'll keep wildlife wild. They encourage you to keep a respectful distance and observe wildlife from afar. Keep kids and pets away as well. One common mistake is believing a young animal on its own is an orphan. For instance, deer will often leave their young fawns in a secluded spot while off browsing. If you're concerned about an animal, it's best to contact the DNR or a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for advice. They say never to feed wild animals. Demolition started this week on the old Washworks car wash building in Rhinelander. The old car wash at 1120 Lincoln Street is being torn down to make way for a new A&W restaurant. KSW Construction is handling the project and started work Thursday on tearing down the old car wash. Plans to build an A&W in Rhinelander were announced in April. Summer road trip season is expected to be busy. A new survey from Gas Buddy shows nearly 70% of respondents plan at least one road trip of 5 hours or more. Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan says lower prices from 1 year ago are a big factor.
In Wisconsin, that amounts to about a savings of 40 cents a gallon compared to what you were spending last year going to Memorial Day.
DeHaan says if your trip takes you across state lines, make sure to plan accordingly, as prices will likely be higher in Illinois or Minnesota.
So, fill up on the right side of the border in the Gas Buddy app or Google Maps or Waze can show you exactly those spots where to fill up.
DeHaan says prices have ticked up slightly in the last few weeks, but still remain lower than 1 year ago, with Americans collectively spending about $175 million less on gas every day than they were last year at this time. A new report finds women of childbearing age in rural areas rely more on Medicaid for health coverage than their urban counterparts. Cuts to the program could threaten that care. More from Simone Perez.
Republican lawmakers are now considering a $625 billion cut to Medicaid. Joan Alker with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says cuts would threaten rural communities.
Rural communities tend to have lower income than metro areas. So Medicaid, as important as it is for moms and babies nationwide, is even more important in rural areas and small towns.
Republican lawmakers have proposed the Medicaid cuts to redirect $4.5 trillion to other programs. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said Congress is addressing government waste and abuse. A poll by the Associated Press and NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, found 55% of U.S. adults believe the government is spending too little on Medicaid, compared to 15% who believe it's spending too much. I'm Simone Perez.
Over the past 4 months, the Trump administration has made sweeping changes to many federal agencies. As Jenna Rose Schleiss reports for Harvest Public Media, rapid changes at the Agriculture Department have left farmers scrambling for answers.
The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition is one of many organizations creating resource guides for farmers who've lost government contracts, need legal or immigration support, or want details on what Trump's executive orders mean for agriculture. The coalition's Steph Funk is among those compiling and sharing information.
We keep it as up to date as possible in terms of any new directives from the administrative branch we're learning about, any new contract terminations, any funds that have been released, and also possible litigation efforts.
Funk says she expects USDA staff cuts and reorganizations to continue in the coming months, which could further affect farm programs and funding. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.